This weekend marks the 50th anniversary of one of the most devastating weather events in Michigan history, the Palm Sunday tornado outbreak. It happened with virtually no warning, April 11th, 1965. Killer tornadoes smashed through the Midwest over a 12-hour span, 271 killed and more than 3,400 people hurt. And Michigan was one of the hardest hit states with 53 deaths. Dan Cherry is a Lenawee County historian. He's written two books on these Palm Sunday tornadoes, Night of the Wind and 50 Years Later. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Dan, what was that day like, April 11th, 1965?
The day was warmer than the day before, where it was only 54 degrees across lower Michigan. The day on April 11th, 1965 had actually swelled to 73 very humid degrees. Some people took advantage of the warm weather to catch up on household chores, to go to their lake cottages, while others were a little concerned that the increase in temperatures might foster some severe thunderstorms that day.
So then what happened, meteorologically speaking? What kind of storm front built up? Where did it come from, and where did it hit?
A cold front came from across the Upper Plains states, and a warm front from the Gulf of Mexico area had actually collided over the Upper Midwest earlier that day and spawned tornadoes about 1 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon across the Upper Midwest. That front moved eastward into Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, and throughout the day, the number of tornadoes continued to tick upwards.
And here in Michigan, what was the first sign that something wasn't right?
In the early afternoon, people began to notice the sky across lower Michigan took on an eerie tan peach color. And what that was the agricultural dirt in Iowa and Illinois and Indiana was being pulled up into the atmosphere by the tornadoes that were already on the ground. That dirt and dust was being filtered throughout the air across lower Michigan as the color of dirt.
So when did Michigan get hit with the first tornado?
The first tornadoes began to touch down in the early evening hours as it was starting to get dark. There were several tornadoes that touched down along the Indiana-Michigan-Ohio line, and then there were others up near the Grand Rapids area, and those tornadoes began their march eastward under the cover of dusk and darkness.
How much warning did people have, Dan?
Unfortunately, the Weather Bureau, as it was known at the time, they didn't have all the tools that the National Weather Service has today to properly predict and get those warnings out to the people. Most people didn't know something was happening until they heard that rumbling freight train roar that many people associate with tornadoes. And some didn't hear that because they were in the direct path and didn't know what was going on until their houses actually started to come apart around them.
Wow. And then just as people were coming out of smashed buildings or basements or shelters, a second tornado?
Yes. Unfortunately, across lower Michigan, there was a second tornado on the same path as the first. People were in shock. They were completely taken off guard by the first tornado. And then all of a sudden, here comes a second one in an unprecedented event.
What did the National Weather Service, as we now call it, it was the Weather Bureau in 1965, but what was learned and what happened because of this?
So much was learned from the 1965 tornado outbreak. Most of what we have in place today is a result of the 1965 tornado outbreak. They went with what they knew at the time, and unfortunately it takes tragedies like the 65 tornado outbreak for them to learn and to grow their resources and to become better prepared. Now we have real-time weather predictions. We would know a week in advance that this area would be susceptible to a tornado outbreak, and the area TV stations and radio stations would go live on the air as soon as those tornadoes started coming across Indiana, and they would stay on the air and alert people in real time what was going on, where they're going to strike, and what they needed to do to stay safe.
And now we have the wireless emergency alert, so it can hop right on your smartphone as well.
Yes. Here in Lenawee County, we do have a website where people can go and actually sign up for those weather alerts. And I understand that there are similar programs available in other municipalities and counties.
Well, it is something to realize that day, that Palm Sunday in 1965 on April 11th, still evokes pain 50 years later.
Yes, there are some neighbors and friends of mine who did experience the tornado that even today they say, I'm sorry, I just can't talk about it. It's too painful.
You can find out more about Dan Cherry's books on the Palm Sunday tornadoes, especially his latest book, 50 Years Later, by going to the Lenawee County Historical Museum website. It's lenaweemuseum.org. That's lenaweemuseum.org. Dan Cherry, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.